Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Okay, so we have lots more to come after seven, but first we headed stateside.
The man open left.
Game on, Iron America.
It's Thursday, so it's time for our Eye on America. We're delighted to be joined by Jeff Shepherd. Jeff, how was your Thanksgiving?
Well, I gained at a minimum of 5 pounds, but I think it's probably closer to 8. So it was wonderful.
Yeah. Did you fry the turkey?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was fried turkey. There was Cajun-injected turkey. There was turkey of, you know, multiple shapes and sizes, and it was all delicious.
Imagine if Ruby Walsh put on 8 pounds. He'd be like a different person. Shep, there's plenty of drama over your way. The Houston Rockets will likely file an official protest regarding James Harden's dunk that wasn't counted in Tuesday's loss to the San Antonio Spurs. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is just a really crazy story. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, you see a call in sports, whether it's over here or, you know, on your side of the pond, where the officials get it wrong for a variety of reasons. I mean, some of them just simply might miss it, or, you know, it's a little bit more, you know, inexcusable when they go review things and they still get it wrong. But last night, James Harden, you know, your reigning NBA or former NBA MVP for the Houston Rockets, you know, gets a dunk, and the ball, you know, goes through the hoop and it spins out the bottom of the hoop through the net and then comes back over the top of the rim, hits off the backboard. They ruled it a missed dunk, okay? And so you're thinking, oh, okay, well, that's kind of weird, but it's no big deal. Well, they wound up, you know, tying, the game wound up tied at the end of regulation, and they go to overtime, and the Rockets wound up losing the game. So the 2 points, you know, that were waved off actually were the difference in the ball game in regulation, which is just crazy to think of. And so now the Rockets are, you know, potentially planning on, you know, protesting the game. They're asking that the final maybe 7.5 minutes of the game be replayed, because that's when the dunk occurred. And again, you're thinking, okay, well, it's just one basket in the middle of a game and an 82-game regular season. Like, why are they making such a big deal? But, you know, the Rockets are going to be probably fighting with the Los Angeles Lakers to the end of the season for the top spot in the playoffs. And so you're talking about, you know, home court advantage throughout the playoffs. So it's hard to think that a dunk in a game in December could mean so much. But I really think that that's why they're, you know, raising so much chaos right now about these 2 points. It's just an odd, bizarre story to think about. I mean, again, you know, officials, you know, they make mistakes and they miss calls, but I mean, the Rockets are pretty serious about what they want to get out of this.
But Shep, is it unrealistic for them to think they can play 7.5 minutes of the game? Like, should they just go after the points and have that deducted?
Yeah, I don't know what they think they're going to get out of this, because I think it would be incredibly far-fetched for the NBA to say, okay, you know, we're going to get the Spurs and the Rockets together, and look, Houston and San Antonio aren't far apart from each other. So, I mean, it would be, logistically, it wouldn't be impossible, but it would be just weird to say, we're going to get them together on a night that neither one of them are playing, and we're going to just open the arena and play the final 7.5 minutes. I mean, how do you even go about organizing that? I mean, do you allow fans in? It's just weird to even think about. And look, you know, Donruss, you played sports. I mean, yeah, there's been officials that have made mistakes, but have you ever gotten a do-over? I mean, I don't really think in professional sports in America you don't get do-overs. Because if they did, I think the Saints would have gotten one in January. And I'm going to bring that back up again. You know, the missed call in the playoffs against the Rams. They didn't get a do-over. You just had to live with it. So it's really just an odd situation.
Isn't that the problem with sport, though, at the moment, Shep? Over here as well, we see it with VAR and the soccer and Hawkeye. Everyone wants the perfect decision straight away.
Well, because we've gotten so reliant on the technology. Mm. And when the technology is used and it seems to be an obvious call, but it's still missed, you're wondering, okay, well, then why are we wasting all of our time on all these reviews? I mean, I think there's a place for, you know, the technology to have instant replay. But nowadays, it seems like, especially in American sport, where the officials seem almost scared or paralyzed before making a call, and so they would rather just let a play out and then go to the review to figure out whether or not they got it right or got it wrong, which I don't know if that's necessarily better than the way it used to be when I was growing up, and we didn't really have instant replay. So, I think it's something that we're going to continue to struggle with as the technology improves and gets better and better, and more calls nowadays are kind of falling under the umbrella of things that are reviewable, where, you know, before, you know, the NBA, it used to just be you would review whether or not a shot was what got off before the buzzer, you know, got to zero. And now you're just adding, you know, was a player's foot out of bounds? Were they underneath the basket, you know, in a play like this? And so it's just expanding. So the games take longer. Fans are sitting there with nothing to do but watch referees look at a little small monitor. And so there's a lot of things to take into consideration when you talk about this instant replay stuff. But this is just a bizarre story. I would be shocked if the NBA did anything other than say, hey, look, we're sorry we missed this, but the Rockets are protesting, and so we'll see where this goes.
But, Shep, the viewing figures, television viewing figures for the NBA are down. Like, maybe a novelty game might boost things again?
Bring back the dream team.
Yeah, and look, that's a whole other topic, you know, of one of the many reasons why the viewership is down this year. A lot of it has to do with something that we talked about a couple of months ago with the China tweet and all that other stuff. I really think that that's impacting it more than anything. This would be a really bizarre thing to do, to go back and grant them the final 7 minutes. Because, look, if they're going to do that, then I think the U.S. Olympic Committee, and I'm going to dig way deep for you on this one.
Love it. Keep going.
They would probably ask the IOC to replay the last second of the 1972 Olympics when Russia got another shot and beat us. And I know that's going way into the vault there for you guys.
So, Shep, we're talking a little bit about maybe, I suppose, hard luck stories, do-over stories. I want to talk about Elijah Moore, but I want you to explain what happened, because it's hard to find the right language to explain this to our listeners.
That's a nice sidestep by Marie there, Shep.
Yeah, I mean, after all, this is a family show.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and say this as simply as I can. So, you know, last Thursday when we were getting ready for our Thanksgiving football and food, and we talked a lot about, you know, the NFL games that were going on. Well, there were also a couple of college football games on Thursday night, one of which is Mississippi State and Ole Miss. It's in a game, it's, you know, two schools in the South in a game called the Egg Bowl. That's kind of the trophy that they play for. So Ole Miss scored with about, I don't know, 10 or 15 seconds to go in the ball game, and they were down 7 points. And when the player got into the end zone, look, they allow a little celebration, you know, some high fives, maybe a spike of football, but, you know, especially in college football, it's really more encouraged. You just drop the ball or toss it to the ref, and you go back to the huddle. Well, Elijah Moore was the guy who caught the touchdown, and he crawled on all fours. Now, and I should say, he plays for Ole Miss, and Mississippi State is the Bulldogs. He crawls on all fours and raises his hind leg to simulate a dog relieving itself. And he was given a 15-yard penalty for excessive celebration and unsportsmanlike conduct, as one should. And so they backed the extra point attempt up 15 yards, and the kicker missed the extra points. With an opportunity to tie it on a made kick, he missed it, and they lost. I think if they had been at the regular spot at the 2-yard line, Ole Miss probably would have tried to go for two and try to score the 2-point conversion and win the game outright and not force it to go to overtime. So it's an unbelievable celebration, okay? And it's a ridiculous penalty, and it's just chaos afterwards. Well, the next day, Ole Miss fired its head coach because they lost the game, and in a variety of reasons. And in Mississippi State's coach probably kept his job because they won the game. And so these are two schools that hate each other. They despise each other. There are usually fights in this game. But this is actually the second time that Ole Miss has done this in the last 2 years, or the last 3 years. And this is just a whole other level of insane Southern college football that I don't even know if we're prepared to handle just yet.
But it's amazing. And then, Shep, when you look, that's college football. You look at the Seahawks, the Seattle Seahawks, uh-huh. And they celebrated with a dance routine you'd see on The X Factor.
Yeah, actually, what they did was they went, looked up an old dance from the 80s group New Edition, you know, that featured Bobby Brown and, you know, Johnny Gill and all of those guys. And they copied one of the dances that they did. And when one of the receivers scores a touchdown, they get in formation and then do the dance. It is really unbelievable. So the NFL kind of loosened its, you know, they used to call it the, you know, the no fun league a couple of years ago. And so they kind of loosened you know, the penalties for end zone celebrations. You used to not really be able to do, like, team celebrations. And so they opened that up a couple of years ago. So now you'll have, you know, you'll see teams playing duck, duck, goose, or, you know, doing these other elaborate celebrations, playing leapfrog and doing stuff like that. Well, the Seahawks are now taking it to another level with choreographed dancing. You know, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, yet again, America is the greatest country in the world.
Certainly is when you look at this.
I'd love to see, I've seen you and Paul O'Connell and Strings doing some choreographed dancing.
I think we could actually make leapfrog or duck, duck, goose a combat sport.
Margarita, I'd like to see you doing that. And Shep, I'm quite jealous. You have Thursday night football tonight, the Bears and the Cowboys.
Yeah, so, you know, the Cowboys lost. You know, we talked a lot last week about Jason Garrett and his job security. And then they went out and laid a stinker on Thanksgiving afternoon against the Buffalo Bills. And so the noise and the yelling and everything about Jason Garrett's future just got louder and louder and louder. So the Cowboys and the Bears are both 6-6. So they are, you know, fighting for potentially the last playoff spot. You know, the Cowboys are in a division where 9-7 or 8-8 might win the NFC East. It'll be between the Cowboys and the Eagles, because the Giants and the Redskins aren't very good. The Bears will have a harder time qualifying, but there's still a path for them. But one of these teams will basically be eliminated from the playoffs tonight. And if it's the Dallas Cowboys, you know, we talked about it last week. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, he's the only owner in the NFL that sits out there and does and holds press conferences and week to week talks about his coach and his players. And if they lose again tonight and they're 6-7, it's not going to be pretty for Jason Garrett. That's really all anybody is talking about heading into this football game. They're not talking about Dak Prescott. They're not talking about Mitch Trubisky. They're not talking about the weather in Chicago. What does all of this mean for Jason Garrett? So they have got to win this football game tonight.
Yeah, do you think they will, Shep?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're a better team than the Bears are. Look, it's going to be freezing cold and, you know, potentially snowing in this game tonight. So weather is going to be a big factor. I do think that the Cowboys are a better team. The Bears, you know, have played a bit of a tougher schedule. The Cowboys really don't have any really quality wins at all this season. I think it's going to be close, but I do think Dallas is a better team, and they should win tonight in a close ball game.
Yeah, well, we hope you enjoy it. Shep, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a great night.
Game on 2FM.
With Gillette, new SkinGuard Sensitive Razor. The first razor of its kind designed to stop irritation on sensitive skin. Gillette, the best a man can get.